Hi. Yeah, I guess I'm your only passenger, huh? Not a lot of people taking the train out to Pine Tree Hollow. Sorry, I hope I'm not inconveniencing you guys. Okay, good to know. Yeah. It's my hometown. It's been a couple of years. Heading out there to see my grandma. Maybe help her out a bit. Try and convince her to move a little closer to me, maybe. You know how it is. It's hard to get old people to change their ways. Thanks. I would love some hot chocolate. Thank you so much. Oh, I don't mind. I know there's no phone signal out here. I'll just look out the window. It's always been so gorgeous out here. Oh. Looks like we're getting started. Thanks for the hot chocolate. Yeah, I'm just gonna sit back and enjoy the view. Looks so beautiful this time of year. Grandma. No. No! What on earth are you doing? Oh my goodness, you have a broken arm. Scoot over. Give me that. I can't believe they even let you take the carriage into town. I forgot how tiny Pine Tree Hollow really is. As if they could stop you. Well, that's true. They don't call you the town firecracker for nothing. But still, Grandma, you can't be leading a horse-drawn carriage in the middle of December in your condition. What are you thinking? Give me that. Yes, I still remember how. Let's go, Dasher and Dancer. Oh, I see you've already put the bells on the reins. Isn't it a little early for Christmas stuff? It's still 2 weeks away. It's never too early for Christmas. I have a bunch of colleagues back home who would beg to disagree. I don't think my landlord even allows holiday decorating until next week. It says it looks tacky. That's just the way the big city is, Grandma. Everyone's very busy. Everyone wants things to just look nice, you know? It keeps property values high. And the rent. But with my new promotion, that shouldn't be a worry anymore. In fact, I'm thinking of buying a house out there, finally. Something big. Maybe you could even finally move in with me so I can look after you. Grandma, I know you love Pine Tree Hollow, but someone should really be looking after you. After that fall you had, breaking your arm, I'm worried about you. And ever since Mom passed away, I worry when I think of you in that house all by yourself. What do you mean you're not all by yourself? Did you finally hire a nursing assistant like I told you? No? I'll meet them. Oh, Grandma. Do you have a little sweetheart back at home I'm about to meet? Oh my goodness, you're such a heartbreaker. What happened to Georgina? Well, it can't be her because you said she doesn't want to move in. She's too attached to that old house. So I'm assuming you guys broke up? Oh, you didn't break up. Oh, thank goodness. I was totally bluffing. I was going to be heartbroken too. And besides, she's my only ally against you when I come to stay over anyway. Yes, ally. You're always trying to trick me into meeting someone out here whenever I come to visit. Playing Cupid with all your accidental bump-ins with your friends' nieces and nephews and whatnot. You know, you're not as slick as you think you are, little schemer. But if it's not Georgina staying with you, who is it who's helping you out? Fine. Fine. Keep your secrets. It's not gonna work, though. No, I don't have someone special right now. I mean, well, there was this one guy for a bit, but that was more of a fling. He came to work for the firm and things just fell apart. I'm actually still not sure they didn't ask me out just to increase his chances of getting hired on. Joke's on him, though. I didn't have any power to do something like that. I mean, now I do, but back then I didn't. Yeah, it's a pretty big deal. Junior partner. Everything I've been working for all these years. I start in January. It'll mean a lot more hours, a lot more commitment to the company. But I mean, it's also a, you know, great big check. It's gonna take a lot of my time. I'm not even sure I'll have time for anything like romance this year. That's okay, though. I'm starting to think that maybe falling in love isn't for me. I like my independence. I mean, yeah, it gets lonely at night sometimes. Sometimes I wish I had someone to come home to at the end of the day to laugh with. Maybe someone to kiss. God, it's been so long since I've been kissed. Well, kissed well, anyways. Oh my goodness, don't grin like that. I can't believe I'm telling you all of this. You're my grandma, for goodness sake. Aren't you supposed to be scandalized by hearing about my love life? Tell me to settle down with a nice, wholesome person and start having lots of babies. No, I guess you never lived your life by the rules either. You lived a life so full of love. I really envy you that. Married all those years to Grandpa, you were so happy. And then after he passed away, meeting Georgina a few years later and starting again. It's been really beautiful seeing you in love and happy again, Grandma. Really. Thanks. I hope so too, I think. But like I said, I don't think falling in love is in the cards for me. Especially with this new promotion about to take up all my time. Oh, we're here. Hey, good job, Dasher and Dancer. You always know the way home. Hold on a second. Oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. I couldn't really see it behind the hill, but... Wow. Wow, you really went all out with the lights this year. Look at all the different colors and patterns. But I thought that you and Georgina were afraid to get on the roof. How did you get those up there, then? Your little helper, huh? Well, mystery continues, I guess. Well, they're certainly very talented. I can't wait to meet them. Here, you go inside. Can you take my bag with you? Yeah, it's just a few basics. I'll stable Dasher and Dancer while you head upstairs. Come on, you two. Fresh hay. Oh, must have been put in this morning. Well, you are two very lucky girls, Dasher and Dancer. Whoever this new helper of Grandma's is, they must have a lot of energy. Actually... Dasher! Is that a braid in your mane? Huh, and you've both been brushed this morning, too. Your coats look shinier and cleaner than I've ever seen them. Sorry, Dancer. I didn't mean to imply that you were dirty before or anything. I would never insult such a pretty girl. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, here's my pretty girl. You are. Yes, you are. And pretty girls get little nosy-wosy kisses. And a sugar cube. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. You didn't think I would forget, did you? Mm-hmm. Not for my precious princess. Oh my god. Oh my god. I did not see you standing there. Sorry. I mean, I still kind of don't. You're super in shadow. Just, how long have you been standing there, huh? Long enough, huh? Oh my god. hi. Please just, like, forget you saw that. Dancer was kind of my best friend growing up, and when I'm with her, I kind of revert back to childhood. That's a super sad statement, isn't it? Being best friends with a horse. Wait a second. I recognize that voice. Oh my god, is that really you? Oh my god! Cowlick! Come here! What the heck? Oh my god, I can't believe it's really you! Oh my god, I haven't seen you in forever! How have you been? Oh, you don't go by Cowlick anymore. Yeah, I'll believe that when I see it. I've never heard anyone call you anything else since that day. Not even your own mother. Oh, you were so excited to pet that cow Miss Brady brought to the market, running right up to it with such a big smile on your face, and then it got to you first. Your hair still doesn't sit flat. But it all started that day, and Cowlick was born. Oh, I can still call you that because I'm a backwards out-of-towner. Isn't it supposed to be the other way around? Oh. Yeah. I did cut it pretty short compared to before. It's supposed to be more professional this way. I know it's not the look you're used to on me, though. Probably looks pretty weird. Really? You like it? You don't think it makes my ears look big? You always used to tease me about that, you little rascal. I've grown into them. Oh, that's it. You're getting a snowball for that one. Oh, no, no, no. Don't think running out of the stable is going to save you. Return fire? Oh, no. You still got that cannon for an arm, I see. Gosh, you almost couldn't dodge that one. Okay, but I bet you can't do it again. Well, gotcha. Oh, that one went down my shirt, you punk. Oh, now you're really gonna get it. I've got you now. I'm gonna shove snow down your shirt. Hi, Georgina. Yeah, we're just resolving a little disagreement about the size of my ears. I'll be inside in a sec. Okay, truce. Look, I'm putting the snow down. Here. Let me help you up. God, sorry, that's like was so out of character for me. I guess you kind of bring the child out in me too. It makes sense, since I haven't seen you since we were kids. What brings you out here to my grandma's place anyways? Wait. Hold on. Are you the one helping my grandma and Georgina? So, you're the one who brushed Dasher and Dancer. And the one who hung those gorgeous lights? Well, you did a really great job. Thank you so much for helping out. I know they probably can't pay you much, but I can always just... Oh, they're not paying you at all. Oh. Well, that's really sweet of you. Well, my offer still stands. I definitely owe you one. I know it's not easy helping out around a big place like this, and I don't know what you're doing these days, but I'm sure it takes a lot of time and... Oh, you set your own hours now? The bakery. Oh my goodness. So you did it. You started the bakery. Oh my God. Congratulations. Oh my gosh. You were always such a good cook. That's amazing. I'm so happy for you. But I do have one super serious follow-up question. Do you still make those little sweet rolls? The ones with the sugar dusted on top? Hold on. So you mean to tell me there's some of your sweet rolls in the house right now? Okay, move out of my way. I'm going in. Mm-mm, Cowlick, there's no way you can stop me now. I'm gonna head start. I'm gonna eat them all. Well, I'm gonna get through the door first somehow. Sorry, Grandma. I almost knocked right into you. Hey, what are you doing up on that ladder? Get down from there. Let me or Cowlick get that for you. That's what we're here for. What were you trying to hang up anyways? This house is already decorated. A finishing touch, huh? Let me guess, it's the... Oh my gosh, you two. You and your mistletoe. You can just kiss, you know. You don't need an excuse. It is not bad luck not to kiss someone under the mistletoe. You are so superstitious. Yeah, I guess I am the one who's technically under it now. Oh, too bad for me. I'm kiss repellent. If the last year is anything to go off of. Hush, Cowlick. That was one time. And we were like kids. I missed and kissed your nose anyway, so it doesn't even count. Grandma, that won't be necessary. Maybe I'll just take the bad luck. I'm not a chicken. I'll kiss you right now. It's no big deal. If it's not for you. Yeah. It's just for a tradition, after all. Doesn't mean anything. Here. See? Nothing. No big deal. Anyways, I'll take it from here. You probably have to get back home before it gets dark. Okay, yeah. It's good to see you again, too. See you later, Kallik. What? What are you both looking at me like that for? Like the cat that got the cream. Look, you brought my kryptonite to the house, okay? I'll admit it. I always had a thing for them, and seeing them again, maybe I just got a little overwhelmed, okay? It doesn't change anything. I'm still not gonna fall for your tricks. I'm staying until after Christmas, and then I'm flying back to New York and I'm taking that job. I don't have time to be kissing old crushes under mistletoe. Ugh. No giggling conspiratorially. Ugh. I'm gonna go out and pack. No scheming while I'm upstairs. I mean it. Goodness. Whew. Oh, it's so nice to be back in my old room. It really was nice seeing Kallik again. Gosh, you were always one of the best parts of this town. I can't. We're from two different worlds now. And besides, it was just one little kiss. Doesn't mean anything, right?